Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
So, what are you going to do today?
I don't know. I might go to Oakton Barnes again.
Oh, by the way, thanks for buying the marmalade. It's not the same one, though, is it?
No, they didn't have any.
Oh, that's a pity. What made you buy this one?
I thought it would make a nice change.
Have you tried it?
Yes, it's very nice. Go on, try it. Oh, and did you see that I've remembered your cider?
Oh, thanks. I'll give you the money for that.
Well, can I have it now, please? Because you might forget.
Well, does it have to be now? Can't you wait until later?
No, because you'll probably forget.
Oh, for goodness sake. OK, I'll go and get my bag.
Well, finish your breakfast first.
No, I'm done. I'll go and get the blooming money for you. What is it, a fiver?
There's no need to get shirty.
I'm not.
About it.
I just thought you could wait until tonight, that's all.
Well, if you remember last time, you did forget.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you Brumwell did, and I had to keep asking for it.
Do you know what? Next time, just don't bother. I'll buy it myself.
I wish you had this time.
So do I. Oh, and by the way, there's a letter on the side for you. It might be worth opening.
Connie, I'll do what I damn well please.
Morning, Penny.
What are you wearing?
Oh, yes, I've just been given these.
What are they?
They'll help you lose weight.
How do they do that?
They make you sweat, apparently.
Oh, lovely. So they make you smell?
No. Well, I suppose yes, in a way. But you also lose weight.
Where on earth do you get those from?
Sue from work gave them to me.
Why did she do that? Didn't they work for her?
Oh, you should see Sue. She's the size of a pin.
So why does she want them?
She was given them.
Oh, and she thinks you need them? Kathy, you don't need to lose weight.
Well, look at my bottom.
Oh, I'd rather not.
Well, do you want them?
No, I don't. I think they're a stupid idea. Debbie looks happy.
She must have been given a pay rise.
Do you think so?
No, of course she hasn't.
Well, don't you think she seems much happier now?
Probably because she got away with it.
Amy, she didn't do anything wrong.
Oh. So, did Michael tell you what was said in the meeting?
No, he didn't. To be honest, I've hardly seen him. He's always on blooming courses at the moment.
I don't know how she got away with it.
With what?
Stealing the money.
Amy, I've just said she didn't steal any money. It was a misunderstanding.
Penny, she was seen taking the money.
Keep your voice down.
Now, what was it you said? Oh, yes. You told me that she was correcting the float. That's a joke. I don't believe she was doing that for 1 minute.
Amy, was it you? Did you report her?
No, but I'm glad whoever it was did. Correcting the till? That's a load of rubbish. She never makes a mistake.
So what do you think about Millie's idea?
Are you sure it was Millie who thought of it?
Yes, Amy told me.
Well, in principle, it's not a bad idea, but we don't know who we'd be getting.
Well, you can ask to meet them first. I think it's worth giving it a go.
Ah, Penny, have you got a minute?
Well, you'll have to be quick, because I'm getting something for a customer.
OK, well, I'll get straight to the point. Have you ever heard from Mike?
No, why?
Well, I have.
Oh, is he OK?
Yeah, he's coming back to the island soon, and I thought you'd want to know.
Oh, gosh, is he? When's he coming?
Next weekend.
Do you know why?
Yeah, his case is going to be held at Newport Crown Court.
Oh, well, thanks for letting me know, but it's not as if I'm going to see him.
Well, you might. You see, he's not in the nick. He's been staying with a relative up there.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I thought he'd been locked up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people assumed that. But no, thank God, that didn't happen. Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a shock, that's all.
Well, the thing is, Penny, he wants to see you.
Me?
Yeah, he wants us three to meet up. So, please, Penny, say yes. I really think we should.
Helen, would you mind serving table three, please?
What's all this about?
We had a bit of a row.
Oh, no, I'm not having that. The row couldn't have been that bad.
Well, it would be easier for me if I didn't have to talk to her right now.
Are you serious?
Yes, please, just this once.
OK, but don't make a habit of it. We can't be choosy, you know, as to who we serve. Do you understand?
Yes, of course I do. Thanks, Helen.
Jim, about us meeting up with Mike.
Yeah?
I don't know if I should.
Well, why not? It was only for a chat over coffee or something.
Well, Michael might not like it.
Penny, Michael won't mind. He's not like that. So tell me, is that the only reason?
Yeah. Apart from the fact I wouldn't know what to say to him.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that if he's found guilty, he will go to prison. Wouldn't you like to see him before that happens?
Oh, Jim, you don't think he's guilty, do you?
I don't know, Penny. Personally, no. I don't think he did it intentionally. But it's all down to the jury. It's up to them to decide.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.